Corporal? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Hi there. How are you?
Good about you, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you. Very good, actually. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
No problem, ma'am.
Yeah, it's probably the best time of day for you because it's cool now, huh? It's cooled down quite a bit.
Yeah, it's nice and cool starting off the day.
Yeah. Starting off your day, are you the late night worker?
Yes, ma'am.
You're like me.
Yes, ma'am.
Only my job is not nearly as exciting as yours. Well, maybe it is. It's exciting. It's just not nearly as important. I think your job's probably... I'm sorry?
I said whatever you want to say, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. So talk a little bit. I mean, I don't know how much you can talk about your job, but can you sort of describe it in civilian terms, what you do?
Pretty much, yes, ma'am. Pretty much just describe my job. It's just I take what's going on currently in the battle space. I pretty much just analyze what's happening, and then I try to just paint a better picture for the general what's going on with throughout Afghanistan.
Okay, so basically you're like the personification of a map and Doppler and all of that stuff. You're the guy, you're the eagle eye with your ear to the ground and the eye to the sky, right?
Yes, ma'am, I'm in intelligence.
Yeah. My stepson is in the Navy, and he does what you do for the Navy. So I kind of have a bit of an understanding of that job. It takes a lot of patience. That job requires some patience and to be very specific.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yes, ma'am. I like it a lot.
Yeah. What were you going to say before I interrupted you?
I said he went to school in Virginia then?
He did. He did. Yeah, he's 25, so he's probably been doing just a tiny bit longer than you because he looked like you just graduated from high school. And wow. So you're from Minnesota. You just graduated. Go back to 2010 when you either at that time or right before had made the decision to join the Marines. What was going through your head, and how did you approach your parents?
How did I approach my parents?
Yeah.
Both my parents served in the military prior to having me. So they both encouraged it. They didn't. They both encouraged what I wanted to do, and they definitely thought it was a good path to set my life on. It definitely helped take me where I wanted to go because I really had no idea where I was going. So the Marines definitely helped me, guide me in the right direction.
They seem to have a way of doing that.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what it is about the Marines. All the branches seem to have a way of guiding you and turning you into the person that you need. They find your best qualities and play upon those, and I think that's really important. And when you can have that kind of help to see your own self clearly, man. Did you think, you know, back when you on the day you graduated from high school, that 2 years ago that you would be where you are right now doing what you're doing? Is that what you imagined?
Yes, ma'am. This is what I wanted to do since I was like 10 years old.
Wow. Intelligence.
Yes, ma'am. Well, not intelligence, but serve my country in general.
Yeah. You know, you had to score pretty high on your, what's the test?
ASVAB, ma'am.
ASVAB. Thank you. To get to do that. So good for you, and I'm glad that you're able to see that dream, see it to a reality. You know, some people make the decision like that, and I'm sure you've talked to some people who made that decision almost knee-jerk, and you have been thinking about it since you were 10 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
So when you do have some free time, when you're not working at night and you're not sleeping during the day, when you do have some time to yourself, what do you like to do when you're over there? What do you get to do?
Lift weights is a big thing I like to do. It helps me get all the stress out from the previous day. And also watching movies or TV shows, just watching seasons of TV shows such as like Entourage or How I Met Your Mother or Rome or Spartacus, anything like that. It helps take your mind off what's going on a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Have you guys seen Act of Valor yet?
Yes, ma'am. I bought it at a bazaar.
You bought it at a bazaar?
It's like a...
They had that for sale at a bazaar? It's awesome. And what did you think of that movie?
It was pretty good. It was definitely pretty good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I just think it's kind of cool that, you know, they actually had some of the Navy guys were in the movie. They got to star in the movie, you know, as doing what they do. I think that's really cool. I just think those are the kinds of movies I'd let, you know, I'm sure you guys gravitate to, you know, whatever is good and on TV that kind of makes you feel like home, though, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Anything with comedy, it's like, it's real good to watch.
Yes, 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 yes. It's too bad that you guys, maybe you do, because you can probably pull it up on your computer, you know, get Netflix or something so you can watch whatever you want as far as television shows and things like that.
As far as I know, I can't get Netflix.
Oh, wah, wah, wah. Well, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Put that in a little Dropbox note, you know, when they say suggestions. Just put that in a Dropbox note.
Yes, ma'am.
So you work out, which is what 99% of you guys do. Pretty much everybody I talk to from the first MLG is a gym rat. When you're not working out and watching movies, how often do you get to talk to your family back home?
How often? I talk to my parents, well, mostly my dad, like once a week, like every Sunday.
Yeah.
That's when we get maybe like an hour or two off early. But or else, if I want to sacrifice some sleep, I'll Skype my girlfriend whenever our schedules are right. That's like three times a week.
You talk to her three times a week?
Yeah, something like that, ma'am.
Okay, that's a commitment now. If you're talking to her more than you're talking to your dad, it's a commitment.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll tell her that.
She needs to know that, so make sure you tell her that. It's hard. It's hard. Relationships are hard anyway, and when you've got how many miles between, you know, Minnesota and where you are at Camp Leatherneck, when you've got that much real estate in between the two of you, long-distance relationships just can add to it, so you need to make sure that you talk to her often to keep that connection alive, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Very true.
Now, is she a great girlfriend in that she sends you awesome care packages?
Yes, ma'am. She just sent me one the other day.
What was in it?
It had like a 6-pound bag of bears. She sent me one the other day. I got one the other day. It had about a 6-pound bag of gummy bears in it and other things. It was pretty nice.
That's awesome. When you open up a box, what is the thing that you want to see when you open up a care package? What do you want to see?
Most of all, I just want to, you know, see a letter from her. That really helps more than anything. I really don't care about the food. It's just, you know, as long as to know that she cares and she's thinking about me.
Right, right. Now, do you know when you're going to get to come home?
I actually go home on leave in about a month. But then other than that, I'm staying out here until, once I come back, I stay out here until about January.
Okay. So you got a ways to go.
Yes, ma'am.
But you can do it. You're already, you've got your mindset to it. You can do it, right?
Yes, ma'am, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll have to get to, how long have you guys been there? Since March?
I've been here since February 2nd.
Yeah, okay. So you'll go through a holiday there. And I understand, though, that the food is fantastic during the holidays. So, and the care packages really kick in. It'll get you through the holidays.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. Now, on my show, which is heard all over the place, we have about 150 stations, and we're heard around the world. Actually, you can listen to me online. A lot of people are staunch supporters of our servicemen and women. A lot of people make up the population of listeners that I have. They are in the military or have a loved one who is in the military. If you could say anything to those people who support you, they would know you from Adam if they met you on the street. But if they could talk to you, I guarantee you the first thing they would do is shake your hand or hug you. What would you want to say to folks back home?
I'd just like to say thank you for all your support and just keep it up. We really appreciate all the support that everyone back home gives us. It definitely means a lot.
And to your family, do you have a message you want to send out to your folks?
I just want to tell them that I love them very much and I miss them, and I'll be home soon enough.
Not worry about you, even though they do. That's kind of a silly thing when you say, don't worry about me, I'm fine. It's natural for parents to worry about you.
Yes, ma'am. Especially my dad's a more worried one than my mom is.
Oh, yeah? Were they both in what branch of service were your folks in? I'm looking on your sheet here, too.
They both.
Your dad was in the Navy.
My mom was in the Navy, too.
Wow. Well, that's just, what an honor. A whole family full of service people. It's kind of in your blood, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And when you and I are done talking, what is it that you will do? Where will you go, and how will you start your day?
I'll just pretty much walk from my building, or from this building that I'm in right now, just down a couple more buildings and go to work and start trying to analyze what's going on here in Afghanistan and get ready to brief the general in the morning.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I am so grateful for your time. First of all, it's an honor to be able to get to talk to you and to be able to personally say thank you. Every week I get a chance to talk to somebody there at the first MLG, and I'm working my way through everybody. And since I know that most of you are going to be there throughout the year, I will talk to everybody. That's my goal, anyway. And everybody who wants to talk to me. And so first, let me just say thanks for your time, and most importantly, thank you for your service and for that decision to sacrifice some of your own personal freedom so that the rest of us can sit back here on our butts and do what we do and, you know, be free. It just means so much to me. And so just know that you are loved by many who do not even know you. And I hope you feel that, and you feel that support. And that's the most important thing we can give you is support and assurance that we are behind you 100%.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for your support, and thanks for everyone's support from back home as well.
Now,
it means a lot to everyone out here.
Are you a country music fan, or what's the story?
Yes, ma'am. A little bit, like some Rascal Flatts, some Darius Rucker, some Jason Aldean. Carrie Underwood, because she's pretty.
Yes. Well, I'm going to put together another little care package and send it out, so I'll make sure I drop some CDs and stuff in, and we'll address it to you. I'll get your address, and we'll send you some music. How's that sound?
It sounds amazing. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yeah, and I'm sure we can throw in some Rascal Flatts and stuff. I'm glad you're a Rascal Flatts fan. They got some great music.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, my best to you. God bless you. Please stay safe, and go hop to it. And, again, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too, ma'am. Thank you very much. And once again, thank you for your support. It really means a lot to us.
You bet. You bet. I hope I get to talk to you again soon. You know, you can always sign up and call back in anytime, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye.